Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on earthquake preparedness. The participants are Krishna S. Vats, member, National Disaster Management Authority, and Sarabjit Kaur, anchor.
We are fortunate to have in our studios today Mr. Krishna S. Vats, member, NDMA, to dwell on a very pertinent topic, earthquake preparedness. More so, listeners, when today Delhi has been hit by an earthquake of 4.0 magnitude. Mr. Krishna, welcome to the studios.
Thank you very much.
And now, let's listen to a report from our correspondent on details of the Delhi earthquake.
Strong earthquake tremors jolted National Capital Delhi and its adjoining areas in the wee hours this morning. According to the National Center for Seismology, the magnitude of the earthquake was 4.0 on the Richter scale. After the tremors, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged people to stay calm and follow safety precautions. In a social media post, the Prime Minister forewarned the citizens to stay alert for possible aftershocks and assured that the authorities are keeping a close watch on the situation. Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Mr. Krishna, earthquake is a common phrase, rather a very, very well used and a common term. You know, we've all read about it, felt earthquakes. But what exactly is an earthquake? Could you please explain this?
Earthquake is a hazard that occurs when the ground shakes beneath us. It happens due to various reasons, and therefore there are different kinds of earthquakes. When we have under the earth many tectonic plates moving, and when that these tectonic plates collide, then there is a release of energy, and that actually amplifies and travels across the surface, and that causes the shaking of the earth, and it is called earthquake. Sometimes we also have intraplate formation, where there is a stress accumulating under the plate, and somewhere if the plate is weakened, the energy gets released, and that also causes the shaking of the ground. Sometimes there is just a small fracture of the water bodies, some large rock formations. So that also could cause the earthquake. So there are different kinds of earthquakes. We need to understand the different kinds of earthquakes and the likely magnitude that the earthquakes could cause and the impacts thereof.
Mr. Krishna, you mentioned about intraplate formations, movement in plates and fractures. Are there only geographical and natural reasons for earthquakes, or, you know, we also attribute human activity to happening of an earthquake?
No, it's only due to the geological structure of the earth that causes the ground shaking and the earthquakes. It's not an anthropogenic activity. It is not caused by any human activity. Though it could be said that if we apply building codes in the construction of our buildings would be more resistant to any earthquake. So it is through the human interventions that we can protect our buildings against any impact of the earthquake.
Mr. Krishna, the country has been divided into zones and segments. Is the northern belt more prone to earthquakes? And how is Delhi placed on the vulnerability front?
So of the country has been divided into seismic zones, and the area close to the Himalayas, in fact, the entire Himalayas, because it's a young mountain, it is earthquake prone. And some of the areas which are adjacent to the Himalayas are also in the seismic categories. So there are four categories, which begins with seismic zone 5, which is most prone to the earthquake, then followed by seismic zone 4 and 3 and 2. So the city of Delhi lies in the seismic zone 4. It is quite prone to the earthquakes.
So, Mr. Krishna, strong tremors were felt in Delhi and its adjoining areas at around 5:36 a.m. today morning after a 4.0 magnitude earthquake struck the national capital. How strong do you read today's earthquake?
The earthquake was not very strong. It was just 4 in terms of the moment magnitude. But it was a shallow earthquake. So due to its shallowness, it created a lot of reverberations. And we heard a huge sound. But in terms of the magnitude, it was not a big earthquake. A big earthquake would always exceed 5.5 or 6 magnitude. And it has an algorithmic scale, which means that increase of 1 in terms of the moment magnitude would release an energy 32 times more. So a 7 magnitude earthquake would be 32 times more powerful than a 6 magnitude earthquake. So in terms of the magnitude, it was not a big earthquake, but it was a shallow earthquake. I think the depth was about 4 to 5 kilometers. And a shallow earthquake is more disruptive compared to a deeper earthquake.
We generally use the terms magnitude and intensity interchangeably. Technically speaking, is there a difference between earthquake magnitude and intensity? You know, you being an expert, if you could explain this for the benefit of our listeners.
So magnitude is about the amplification of waves and the ground shaking. And earlier, the magnitude would be measured on Richter scale. Richter scale developed a few inaccuracies. So when there was a huge earthquake, so Richter scale has now been discontinued and we are just measuring the earthquake as moment magnitude, MW. And intensity is different. Intensity is about the destructive potential of the earthquake. And there is a separate scale, which is called modified Mercalli scale, that is used to measure the intensity. And the intensity would suggest the quantum of the scale of damage that an earthquake would cause. So higher the intensity, more the damage. So there is a difference between intensity and magnitude.
Mr. Krishna, what are the aftershocks of earthquake? Is there a window period in which they usually occur, and how strong can they be?
Aftershocks would generally happen after a large earthquake because the entire energy that accumulates beneath the earth is not released at one time. It gets released through several such eruptions, and so the aftershocks continue. The aftershocks happen generally after a large scale earthquake. So if you have a 7 or 8 magnitude earthquake, there would be several aftershocks. So you should expect aftershocks when there is a large scale earthquake. When there is a smaller earthquake, there may not be a possibility of aftershock, but it cannot be ruled out. You need to watch if there is an aftershock.
Are there any forewarnings or signs that an earthquake might be occurring shortly, or do we face an earthquake without any signs?
Now we have some amount of early warning available. Many developed countries have developed the earthquake early warning system. However, the lead time for early warning is not more than a minute. A minute is also maybe a generous estimate. It could be 30 seconds to 45 seconds. But some countries are trying it, and India would also introduce the earthquake early warning system soon. But as I mentioned, the lead time is not much in the case of earthquake early warning.
As far as my knowledge goes, earthquakes cannot be prevented completely, but their impact can be mitigated. If you could throw light on this.
So earthquake happens due to the pressures that get accumulated beneath the earth. So it cannot be prevented. It will always happen when the plates collide or when there is too much of pressure accumulated. However, its impact could be mitigated through good, robust and reliable building codes that are applied in construction of the buildings. And even middle income countries have applied the building codes more rigorously and have achieved substantial reduction in the damage and loss caused by the earthquake. Japan is, of course, the world leader in earthquake risk reduction, and given its proneness to the earthquake, it has invested heavily in earthquake risk reduction, which is more about the rigorous application of the building codes.
The National Disaster Management Authority, or NDMA, is the apex body for disaster management in India. What is the role of NDMA in building an ethos of prevention, mitigation, preparedness and response in connection to earthquakes?
So NDMA works with the state governments, and in the case of Delhi, NDMA works with the Delhi Disaster Management Authority. NDMA does not work by itself. And in respect to the earthquake, it works along different lines. One, the most important is the earthquake preparedness, that people are more prepared, that people are more aware of the necessary precautions that need to be taken. And we should have more prepared hospitals. We should be more aware of what needs to be done to ensure the safety of schools and other public facilities. However, along with the preparedness, the NDMA and SDMA also have started working on mitigation, which is to reduce the earthquake damage by improving the specifications of the buildings, application of codes, and retrofitting of houses. When we say retrofitting of the houses, it means that certain parts of the house, certain elements of the house are reinforced, and certain earthquake resistant features are introduced that would absorb the impact of the earthquake and reduce the damage and loss.
Earthquakes can have many effects on human life, including injuries, deaths, damage to buildings, infrastructure. Mr. Krishna, are there any long-term health issues also feared in this scenario?
Yes, the earthquake can cause injuries, and some of these injuries last the lifetime. So we need to take all the precautions to protect ourselves against those injuries. And these injuries are mostly in the nature of orthopedic injuries and the loss of limbs, loss of amputation of limbs. All these things could cause a severe problem. People are trapped in the buildings, and that could cause asphyxiation. And there are many other health impacts as well. Heart gets ruptured, and there could also be loss of oxygen and all kinds of impacts. So health impacts are very, very severe. And I think a certain amount of awareness about the earthquake impacts would help people protect themselves against some of these health impacts.
Mr. Krishna, is there also a psychological trauma element involved in this?
Of course, earthquake causes massive trauma, more so when the near people die. It is so sudden, so severe, and people can get trapped. And when they are trapped for hours, it could be very, very traumatic. We know that the people who have suffered in the earthquakes suffer the trauma for a long, long time. I was associated with the Latur earthquake, and it is more than 30 years, and the people still suffer from the trauma of the earthquake.
Mr. Krishna, it's often said, if an earthquake hits, step out in the open, leave your building. How effective is this measure?
The standard response is duck, cover, and hold. So whenever there is a shaking, duck down to the floor, take cover under a study table or desk, and hold on to the table until the shaking stops. Do not panic, and do not try to rush out during shaking. Also, avoid all the areas where glass could crack, such as windows, or furniture could fall. You must maintain a distance from hanging objects and tall furniture. You exit the building only when the ground stops shaking. Please avoid elevators. Walk out of the buildings through the staircase. Do not rush and get hurt in the process. Maintain calm. You should also turn off electricity, water, and gas before you leave. And if you are outdoors, then you move to a clear area. You should be away from trees, electric poles, and wires, signposts, and structures. Earthquake may also happen at night, and when it happens, the lights may go off, and then it is very difficult to find the way out. So you should have the arrangements for torches and candle lights. They are essential preparedness measures. Our smartphones can also come in handy these days. So these are some of the essential steps, precautions that you need to take whenever you experience ground shaking.
Mr. Krishna, thank you very much for sharing such valuable information on the subject of earthquake preparedness.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on earthquake preparedness. The participants were Krishna S. Vats, Member, National Disaster Management Authority, and Sarabjit Kaur, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Spotlight.